It's Tuesday, the 22nd of July, 8 a.m. and a beautiful morning, absolutely gorgeous morning. Mixture of blue sky and puffy white clouds, sun warm when it's out, but the air is really mild this morning and calm and still and hardly a flutter of a leaf anywhere. Well, that's me just doomed today, isn't it? Back in the garden. I have to say that I just had to duck. I had to duck below the Acer tree, the young Acer tree that I've got. It's growing so well this year. It's also spreading, arching its branches down the way. There's a wee tree next to that, a birch tree which I've been manipulating into a shape. That's going to have to go because now the Acer's beginning to swamp it. I don't want a baldy patch on the Acer. So that wee birch will have to go. Somewhere else in the garden, I mean, not go-go, as in chop down. Wouldn't do any blinking on it. It's not a cherry tree anyway. Back in the garden. Feeling good, feeling really good. That holiday down in Yorkshire really helped us to get back on our feet, as it were, after the Spanish holiday, where for 2 weeks in between we were so darn tired. But we had quite a few long lies down there in Barnston. I mean, not long as in 10 or 11 o'clock, but certainly going to bed at 10 and getting up at 8, sometimes 9. So that's, what, yeah, 10, 11 hours sometimes. So, a week of R&R. I'm feeling a lot better. I'm feeling more chipper. I'm certainly feeling well. Head's clear. Well, there's a first. If you'd have rephrased that, you'd head's clear-ish. Body's feeling good, albeit that the £8 I lost in weight before I went to, or we went to Spain, has all been put back on again. Ah, well. Not going to go on a diet on a holiday, are you? Well, I won't. So, apart from being back to my original weight and having to get it back down again, other than that, I'm feeling good. I'm looking good. Well, that's not my reflection of myself. That's what other people have said to me, that's of the few that's met me since we got home yesterday. Yeah. You're looking good, you're looking great. Keep saying it. Just keep saying it. But I'm feeling good. And enjoyed the holiday, and the holiday's by, and we're back to the daily grind of... Yeah. What daily grind? Back to, what's that song goes, back to life, back to reality. What have I got to complain about? So, obviously it's back to normal life as such. Back to I don't know. Got loads of plans. Loads of plans. Finally going to get the fence sorted at my wife's niece's man. He's going to do that for us, Gary. He's going to do that. Not that I'm not capable of doing it. It's a case of I'm in a position now where I'm not going to afford to pay someone else to do it. And he's a young strapping lad who's... Well, he's a young strapping lad and hard working. And he'll get some money out of it. He'll get well fed when he's here. It'll be nice to have him around actually when he's down. He's a nice guy. So he's going to do the fence. And then once he's finished the new fence, I'll start getting new plants. Background plants, evergreen background plants for the fence, which I've had to hold off for so long because of its state of disrepair. Shame on me. Absolutely. It doesn't seem to be a lot of activity with the birds this morning. But I'm guessing that many of them are going through the molt at this time, late July. Except for a wood pigeon. Ah, you know, I keep saying this and I know I keep saying it to myself. I really am fortunate in life. Wish I could just remind myself that more and more. If I could have that mantra every morning, or every time I think I'm under pressure, to remind myself how fortunate I am in life, all things considering. I've got a good wife who tolerates my presence. I've got a lovely home. I don't need to go to work. I've got, in my mind, a lovely garden and friends in this garden keep me company. My health's nowhere near as bad as others. In fact, with all the things that's wrong with me, I really am fit compared to others. I guess the only thing that gets to me is my mental state at times. The things I can't fathom. The times of frustration. I guess that's the biggest issue I have in my life. And even that's not that serious, it's just probably just with age. And another song. I am 64. Well, I am actually 64 now. I'll be the big 5 in January. So, all in all, not a bad life for me, Mac. Not bad at all. I must write that down somewhere on a bit of card.